B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
We do have the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. A great win last night. Third straight over Boston, which is meaningful. Let's welcome in Brett Brown on the Comcast Business Hotline. Brett, great win last night.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It's always good to beat Boston.
You know, that was a great NBA game. And you've had a few hours to digest the game from last night. What was your take on how you guys played?
Two things most stood out to me. I thought defensively, when it mattered most in the fourth period, I thought that we showed signs of embracing sort of life without Joel and playing sort of a different way and doing it successfully, one. And two, I thought the execution down the stretch, just whether it was, you know, not turning the ball over or getting efficient shots, getting the ball into the correct people's hands, I was proud of the way that that we walked that game down.
So it turned around really in the third quarter. You made a big run to get back into game, and you had a lot of energy in that third quarter. What were you telling them at halftime to do?
Just that, you know, the score. I thought that we poked ourselves in the eye right before halftime. You could feel it swinging a little bit, but I thought that we were on the right path. Like my anxiety comes when you just don't feel like, you know, the path is right or the spirit's right. I thought their spirit was good. I thought the attention to detail with how we prepared and the scouting report was good. And I tried to just more remind them of that.
All right, so let's discuss the Joel being out part of how you're going to have to play now. Because let's face it, realistically, he's probably going to be out a month. I know he's going to get reevaluated in 2 weeks, but you know, surgery's no joke, and then the rehab and the whole bit. And you alluded to it yesterday. You're going to have to play differently. You're going to play up-tempo, and you're going to have to play hard, scrambling defense. Is this sustainable? It was sustainable last night. Is this sustainable for that period of time without Joel?
Well, let's go to defense, because you used a word that I don't want to do. Like, I don't want to scramble. I don't want to scramble. I do think that there will be elements of our pressure that will put us in more scrambled environments. This is true. But in general, like, that's the punishment of the NBA. If you're in rotations too much, the league is too good. It's too offensive. They shoot the ball well enough. They drive it well enough. You're not in position to defensive rebound. It's a recipe for losing. And so I do hope to avoid the scramble while sort of admitting, you know, you don't have the luxury of 7'2" all defensive player in Joel Embiid behind it. And so with Al, you know, let's just go there first. What's Al going to be in pick and roll defense? And without doing a clinic, you know, we have answers, and it will affect people behind that. If you go to just offense, it's true. Like, we need to play fast. It needs to be a little bit more of a track meet. We don't have the post target or the need to wait for the post target like I felt like we did in Joel. And so both sides of the ball on first glance, that's my take on life without Joe.
All right. Now, it seemed to free up Al a little bit last night. He almost had an awakening last night. And you can see that you guys played differently, and he seems more energized. The whole thing about this year was trying to get him to blend, and it was coming along slowly. You were trying to figure out how to make him effective to play with Joel. So now, all this time that Joel is out is taking away time to blend that particular situation. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's obviously not ideal. If you had a perfect world, you'd be playing with Joel and inching this thing along. But in the event, or with the circumstance that we don't have Joe, I see daylight. I see a positive. I feel like we can rekindle his confidence and make him more of a focal point. I think the mistake that sometimes we all make is, you know, effectively he was sort of our third option, you know, at times our fourth option. And you know, he didn't really have a chance to feature as much as he did with previous teams. We all get he's a gifted pick and pop guy. I think that the difference with Al Horford in Boston and in Atlanta was when he blended pick and pop and pick and roll. So I think this time frame, you know, we can rekindle some spirit.
All right. Now, the people that knocked Ben Simmons had to see last night's game for what you obviously see in Ben and the all-around game and what he does in all areas. I thought he was spectacular last night. And I know you did too, right?
Absolutely. And I tell you what, like, I respect you saying that because if it's not like he's got 30, 15, and 10, oftentimes, like, the subtleties of things that don't appear on a stat sheet get ignored. And I hear you, Mike. I agree with you.
But there is the elephant in the room. And so we have to address that now. Now, it's you have come out recently and thrown it publicly. You hadn't done that before. And I know you think this is an overblown story at times, but you did come out and say you want him to shoot 1-3 a game. And then you said, I failed at that. So, when we look at this whole situation, how is it going to cure itself when Joel does come back and you're going to have to need certain things from Ben Simmons?
Well, it is true. I'm always amused. I think, and that really is the word, at the attention that this gets. And like Ben and I talk about, like, do you realize that if you shot 1-3 a game, in the blink of an eye, this just disappears. It just goes away. But it's something that, you know, has received attention, and now it's gained momentum, and so here we are. And I do think, like, the things that probably you or the listeners should hear the loudest is my whole thing is space. Like, when you're not the person that is in the post, where are you? When you're not the person that is in a pick and roll, you're three other people somewhere on the floor, where are you? When there is dribble penetration, where are you? If Tobias has the ball in early offense and he's a dribble out guy and he's sort of conquering the middle with a live ball and you're running a lane, where are you? And so my world is space. And I think that if we can continue to get him to space, then he's going to figure out how to spend his money. And when I dissect the game and I do it every single game with him, you know, it's not as frequent as you might think. And he's so gifted a slasher, like he sees daylight. He's either going to punish a blind defender for an offensive rebound or it's just going to chew up empty space by running it up somebody's shoulders. And so somewhere in the middle of all that, we concede it does have to happen. It hasn't happened to date, so therefore we have this conversation. And I own it. Like, I'm the coach, and it's still something that I feel responsible to help him grow this part of his game.
Now, Brad, I need to ask you this, because going public, was that a reflection of your frustration? Because a lot of people think you don't tell him to shoot. And the whole staff, the whole world has pretty much communicated to him that he's got to shoot a basketball. So by going public, are you trying to, like, speed that process up and that's your last resort?
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
I'm doing whatever I can do to help him. And, like, everybody would have their own opinion of what that looks like. And I feel a responsibility to help a 23-year-old find a new toy. And I feel like once he does this, because I see him shoot where others don't all the time, and he's a capable shooter. And I do think it's going to happen, and I think we're all going to look in the rearview mirror and him especially and think, can you believe this? This thing reached this level of attention for what? And I think that he's going to shoot one, he's going to make one, then he's going to do it again, and I feel like there will be momentum. Because it hasn't happened, here it is. And so my decision on how do I help move him along, sometimes it's a little bit public, it very much is private, and I want to do this with him. And to date, we have not done this, and so therefore I make the comment I made a few days ago, and it's just something that, you know, is on my mind, but probably not as much as others.
Was he bothered by your comment publicly?
I don't think there was anything wrong with it. It was an And you know, I've been in the city with you for now 7 years. It's not my style. Like, I don't embarrass anybody in the newspaper. And it's just not what I believe in. And I said what I said because I think it. It wasn't meant to be a jab at all. And he knows me. We've known each other for a very, very long time. And he gets it. Like, if you pulled him aside and you downloaded him, he understands that this, too, has to be something that he has to own. He's got to own it, and I'm here to help him.
So he didn't snap back at you and say, why'd you do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So let's get to this question. Then. Why don't you think he does it?
We all get our ideas, and it's stuff that, you know, it's something that I personally think that he uses the space and ends up penetrating more and can dunk more and can offensive rebound more. I think a lot of it is he has had success, different success, using this space and achieving different results. And, you know, so it's a habit we got to break. And from time to time, he's going to have to shoot it. I mean, and just look at this interview. We've just spoken 5 minutes about Ben Simmons 3. I mean, really, it's a... So I'm happy to talk as much as you want to, Mike. But
no, I got you. Now, yeah. let me just a couple quick ones before I let you go. Most people look at this team, and I have the opinion, I don't know if you have it or not, you probably do, that you probably could use somebody a little more offensive off the bench that you can count on to get your buckets. Do you believe that, and do you think that will happen?
I think that, I can't say loud enough the respect and appreciation I have for Elton Brand. You know, it's a very seamless pairing. He and I coached him. There's no, like, hidden agendas. It's incredibly open and transparent. And he and I talk all the time about, if April 15th were tomorrow, like, what do we look into our crystal ball? What's our pre-mortem? What do we wish we had? And in the meantime, like, we all get trade deadlines are coming up. And, you know, we're going to take what we got and try to make it work. The city should be elated with Matisse Thybulle. And I thought Furkan last night was great, and James made some big shots. I feel like the thing that is a little bit different this year than in previous years, in your rendering it into like a catch shot JJ guy, I think.
Yes.
I feel like, yeah, no, I hear you. Like, there's a pick and roll, a live ball guy. It's why Trey Burke has come in and put his hand up. And he's different. People that can create off the dribble. People can run a pick and roll. People that can get into the seams of a zone. You know, there is a need, I think, for that too. And we're trying to develop and grow the current roster to be able to do that. And in the event that Elton decides to do something in a few weeks, then I'm with him.
All right, last question. It's about Pell. Now, he looks like he can bring some quick five position energy, like a few years when Rashawn Holmes gave you that kind of energy. And you're going to have to decide whether you have to sign him to a full contract. What are the prospects of that?
Well, let me talk on my side of the fence, and ultimately I'm going to tell you Elton's going to figure it out. But I'll talk to your points because I agree with them. He is different. He's really different, you know, and you bring up Rashawn. That's not my analogy is more Nerlens, because, like, he's a legitimate rim protector. He's a fantastic roller, you know, and he's big, 6'11", and some, maybe. And so, like, he got live legs. He can switch out on the pick and roll. There are a lot of NBA skills that he has that I think are very attractive to me. And so Elton will figure out what that means with roster construction and, you know, caps and all that. But I can tell you, I thought he was really good last night. And he for sure has NBA skills that we should pay attention to.
All right, you got a couple of tough games coming up. One in Dallas with Luka. I assume Ben will play Luka?
You know, you'd suspect so. It's how much fun is that kid to watch? Like, we played him in his very first game in China. And it takes you about 2 seconds to realize the unique gifts that he has. You always, when I'm watching him, you know, you don't realize how quick he is in his mind and with the ball and deceptive with his dribble. He's not slow of foot. Like, he makes up for it with just quickness with the ball in his head. He's really, really good. I look forward to almost from a fan standpoint, you know, seeing him, Ben Simmons on him, you'd expect some. And I think that, you know, we may have to look at some double teams as well.
All right, Brett, listen, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Great win last night. See if we can keep it going.
Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, there he is, Brett Brown, head coach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.